That's what most people, if they're going to put up just a wire fence now, they put that kind up.
I don't know what that's called myself.
Just a wire fence is, I think, is all it's called.
How about the kind of wire that's used by cattlemen a lot, or that have livestock to keep in the field?
Picket fence.
Well, what kind of wire?
It's not, I don't mean picket.
Every so often, the wire
has sharp edge. What do you call that? I know what it's called, but now that you ask me, I can't think of it. It has barbed wire fence.
How about what some people are kind of sadistic due to these fences?
Electrify them.
Yeah, electrify. Okay, let's go on to some other things.
Those electric fences must be dangerous, really.
They are. Especially for a young child, who hasn't learned the difference yet. We've never had any bad accidents, but I'm afraid it's a child that doesn't know.
But it wouldn't really injure them, but it would just be uncomfortable, wouldn't it?
What would you call your dishware, or a term for expense?
China.
What do you call a nest egg? Do you ever call it
savings?
Do you ever call it
savings account?
Well, another colloquial term or a slang term kind of thing. Instead of a nest egg, another
colloquial term. Oh, instead of a nest egg,
it doesn't mean
savings is all.
Well, it's actually
back along.
It's for
emergencies.
Sometimes when chickens are laying, or hens are laying eggs, they a china egg.
Oh, you mean our actual nest egg, a china egg?
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen those. So. Glass egg, I believe I've heard them called too, a glass egg.
How about something that you carry water in from a water bottle, what
would you call it? A pail or a bucket.
Okay, what would do you distinguish between a pail or a bucket? Is one different from the other?
No, not that I know of.
How about places that we in the kitchen sometimes or outside the back door?
Garbage pail.
Okay. Do you say garbage pail?
Garbage pail. A garbage can now.
How about something that we use to cook on a flat, low? You mentioned it when you were talking about
frying pan.
Right. Do you call it anything else?
Yes. Sometimes skillet.
Is there a distinction there as far as what they look like or the difference in the use?
Mine are distinctive because I use the old-fashioned black iron skillets. I like those.
Oh, yeah.
I have many kinds, all kinds of nice skillets, but those black ones cook the best.
Well, does a skillet look any different to you than
a frying pan?
Yes, are they two different things? Or?
Well, my skillets are thicker than that black iron wire. And have a shorter handle, I believe.
How about a name for a heavy iron pot or something that we boil water for tea in?
Tea kettle.
Right. How about something that we put flowers in?
A vase.
Okay, and then utensils we eat with?
Cutlery, knives, forks, and spoons.
Okay. And what's, if we just had one of those things, you would say a
piece of silverware.
Or name each one.
Fork, knife, spoon. Okay.